There's no denying the Lions are going to need more from their offense than they got against the Panthers if they want to keep winning games going forward. And while this offense has had success against New Orleans in the past couple of years, this defense has done some improving in recent games. After giving up over 1,000 yards and 65 points in two games, they came back in week three to allow just one touchdown when they played the Panthers and then shut out the Dolphins in London. Jim Bob Cooter and Matthew Stafford talked this week about how that shift came about.
I think they're just executing better. I don't think there's not huge personnel changes or style changes or anything. I think they're just executing better. They've got talented players. They've got a young back end with some guys that can really run and move, and they're long and physical. They got guys that can get after the passer. So they've got what you need to have a good defense, and they've played really well the last 2 weeks.
The guys are playing more confidently. You know, they spoke in the media a little bit about simplifying whatever they did there. I just see a group that's playing confident, playing fast, and really kind of, I think, executing what their probably coordinator wants them to do.
Well, as the Lions offense looks for some big plays, the Saints defense is cutting down on them. They allowed 15 plays of 20 yards or more through the first 2 weeks of the season and then narrowed that number down to 5 in the following 2 weeks. Big plays downfield haven't been a strength of the Lions offense thus far this season, but Jim Caldwell says it's not because they aren't planning for them.
Every single component, most often, unless it's a pass, is just strictly for that reason of trying to get 5 or 6 yards. It has a deep component, it has an intermediate component, it has a short component. It just depends on what they give us, what we see. You've seen us throw it deep over the top. You've seen us miss some. You've seen us get some. That's the way the game goes.
Of course, if the Lions want to draw out that version of the Saints defense that's allowing big plays, then they've got to give Stafford time to hold on to the ball long enough to pass downfield. He's on the injury report this week with an ankle injury after the beating he took against Carolina. But both Stafford and Cooter will tell you there's more to the protection issues than just shouldering the blame on the offensive line.
It's a little bit of everything. You know, I think I can get the ball out better. Our guys up front, certainly there are plays where we can maybe communicate or execute just a little bit better. And same thing on the outside. I mean, it's everybody involved. It's backs, tight ends, myself, offensive line, guys getting open. It's all tied in.
We've got to run routes better. We got to get the ball out faster. We do have to protect better up front, you know, and that's O-line, tight end, running back, whoever's involved in protection. So, I think it's an offensive goal. It's really a pass game oriented problem. We've got to get it cleaned up and eliminate the problems, fix the problems.
I like that, we haven't peaked as an offense and played our best football yet. We've been able to win some games and there's better football out there to be played. And we know that.
Even with the steps the Saints have taken, though, they still sit at 31st in the league in pass defense ranking, as well as opponent points per game. Couple that with the fact that the Lions have won at the Superdome the past 2 years in a row, this could still be an opportunity for the Lions offense to get things back on track before their bye. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.